It is Wednesday and time for Current State's Neighbors in Action segment, when we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. Today we feature Village Summit, which is a grassroots community center for youth located in Lansing's Fabulous Acres neighborhood. Amel Island is the board president, and Marcus Brown is Village Summit's co-founder. Marcus, who's a teacher in the Lansing Public Schools, explains what motivated him to open the community center.
Well, Village Summit started because I saw a need in my community for additional services and different things to happen, especially for children. I remember specifically talking with my wife one day. We were driving and we were about to go off on vacation somewhere. And I remember one of my children's friends standing in the middle of the street almost like, well, where are you taking my friends to? And I started thinking about, well, we live in a economically depressed area. I remember how many of these kids have ever sat at a table really with a real knife and spoon and fork. How many of these kids have ever really gone on vacation? My children and my wife and I understand that we have been blessed to have enough money to buy books and dictionaries and have computers and internet and be able to travel and do, you know, take our kids to a real restaurant. A lot of people in our community don't have that. And I said, it's not really fair to these other kids that they don't have the same thing. So my wife and I decided that we need to start doing a little bit more to help the other children out.
Tell us about your background. You're a teacher in the Lansing schools. What do you teach?
Most years I teach either social studies or language arts. This year I'm teaching fifth grade, which is interesting with all the additional things that are added into the curriculum for us.
Viewing Lansing through the eyes of a public school teacher, what do you see?
Lansing, to me, is it's a happy middle ground. It's a great place to raise a family. I'm originally from Detroit. My wife's from Kalamazoo. And this was a place that we conscientiously chose to live at. I really love Lansing because you have people from different backgrounds, ethnic backgrounds, living inside the same neighborhoods. You don't have enclaves like you would have down in Detroit where neighborhood is 90% one thing or this, that, another thing. There's no telling who you might walk into or who might wind up being your neighbor in Lansing. So I really appreciated that, the diversity and the international backgrounds, immigrant or whatever.
Amel, tell us about the different programs and services you offer.
Tutoring. We offer gardening projects, programs for the neighborhood. And one of our big emphasis is really being that resource center in the neighborhood. We offer computers for people in the neighborhood to use. We teach computer skills. Anybody in the neighborhood can come to the Village Summit and use computers. We started with one computer, but I think now we might have six where the neighborhood can come in and email and do whatever they need to do with computers. Books, we give away coats, toys at Christmas.
Full service.
Full service.
And then also we provide free lunches during the summertime. Right. And along with the free lunches, being a part of being an area that's a food desert where there are no major grocery stores and a lot of people not having transportation, we also do gardening in the neighborhood. We have about five or six community gardens where people can get access to free fruits and vegetables, tomatoes, lettuce, potatoes, whatever is right. We have growing out there, hot peppers, whatever.
And you came into a house that became the site of the Village Summit, correct? Can you tell us how that unfolded?
Well, my wife and I purchased a house back in 1995, and then we had a neighbor there that was a librarian. When the economic downturn occurred, she lost her house, and we were kind of concerned about who would move into that house. We saw the house start to fall apart and deteriorate, and this was our neighbor's house, so we started trying to take care of it a little bit. But what happened is the house came back onto the market. We took our retirement money and placed our retirement money towards the house. We bought the house free and clear and started doing a lot of major renovations on it. And our plan was never to rent out the house or to flip the house, so to speak, but it's always been to use the house to keep that same spirit that the librarian had there. She would have kids stop there and read a book or whatever, so we started giving away free books there, teaching chess.
About how many kids do you serve?
It varies depending on the time of year. Right now it's cold outside, so a lot of kids try and stay in after school. But last summer we served over 2,000 lunches to give you an idea of how many kids come there. On a day-to-day basis, anywhere from in the summertime, we might get anywhere between 20 to 70 kids, depending on what the weather's like. If it's kind of rainy, then not as many kids want to come out for the free lunch for the enrichment programs, but we've had over 100 kids on mm-hmm. certain days with certain programs. On average, after school for tutoring, we might see up to 20 kids. On the weekends, Sunday, we have MSU students come out that volunteer and work enrichment programs with kids. We might get anywhere from 10 to 15 kids. It varies from day to day, and it actually varies with the weather.
We got a lot of volunteers, but we don't have enough. And one of the things I like to say is that we are always trying to get people involved to help do tutoring. We're always trying to get people involved to come and volunteer at the Village Summit.
Is there a story that encapsulates why you started this program and why you do what you do?
The story that kind of impresses me the most, or that really made me see the impact of this, is that when I started this, I used to be in the Marine Corps, and I had saw a problem. I'm going to attack this problem. I'm going to knock it out, and I'm going to fix this problem of kids, the violence in the neighborhood, the hunger, and all this other stuff. But as I started working, somebody said, hey, he's doing this for our kids. One of the neighbors came by and started helping me paint. Doesn't have kids in the neighborhood, but she says, I like that you're doing this for the neighbors. And she said, I'm going to come here and paint and help clean and do this, that, and the other thing. Then another neighbor, Rocky Prudencio Morris, said, I'm going to help knock out the landscaping and help you build this handicap ramp. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I saw a change, not just in the neighborhood, but in myself. The me that used to want to attack the problem and solve it all myself had to suddenly share the problem of fixing this house. And the neighbors started taking ownership of the house and started taking ownership of the problem. All of a sudden, it became a thing where one neighbor, two neighbor, three neighbor, all these neighbors started coming together and say, well, I can help fix this window, and I can help fix this, and I can help donate this and do this and work with kids. So it became more of a community thing. It wasn't a person fixing a problem. It was it became a process where people are continually fixing a problem, mm-hmm. and it became a group and collective effort. I learned a lot and changed a lot with it, and I think the community learned and changed a lot with it, being able to be involved and be a part of something or being able to contribute. And they didn't have money to contribute, but they had time, effort, and skills to contribute. And I think that's the most amazing thing that has occurred, the change in people that's occurred.
The Village Summit turned into a resource center. People would come to the Village Summit to borrow tools. And the thing is, they would borrow tools, but they didn't sign them out. You needed something, you come get it, and you take it and use it. Mm-hmm. When you finish, you bring it back. And when we saw people in the community actually returning tools, and then not only that, taking pride in the Village Summit as a part of the neighborhood.
You knew you'd hit on something.
We knew. We knew that Marcus had a great idea.
Where is it? We haven't established that.
It's on 119 East Barnes, Lansing, Michigan, 48910. It's just north of Mount Hope in the corner of Mount Hope and Washington, just south of Baker in Washington. It's squared right in the middle of Lansing, inside of an interesting area, an older neighborhood, about 100 years old.
We're talking with Marcus Brown and Amel Island, who are respectively the co-founder and the president of the Village Summit here in Lansing. You've talked about your volunteers and how much you rely on them. Where does your funding come from?
We do have some people that make donations of coats and books and so forth, and we do get money from time to time to help us cover certain things, but I would say probably 80 to 90% of the money comes from my wife and I paying this bill and that bill. When I say that, it sounds like a lot, but when you really look at the cost of running the center, it's very minimal. There are no salaries given out.
Right.
So we're paying straight utilities, we're paying for the internet costs, and we're paying for repairs here and there.
This is a grassroots effort.
Grassroots effort. And then when people come along, a lot of if I need some plumbing done, I got a neighbor who will come. I'll come fix this for you. So our costs are minimalized by that. Our greatest cost is our tax bill yearly, since it's not a couple cannot homestead two properties. We have to pay at a higher tax rate on the Village Summit because it's not a homestead.
And so, utilities.
Yeah, and utilities. So.
And if people want to get in touch with you, how do they do it?
At villagesummit@hotmail.com. Or they can take a look at us on Facebook, Village Summit Lansing, or they can get in contact with us at villagesummit.org and see some of the stuff that we're up to. Our address is 119 East Barnes, Lansing, Michigan, and our phone number is 517-575-5749.
Marcus Brown is a co-founder of the Village Summit. Amel Island is the president. Thanks so much to both of you for joining us today.
Thank you
for having us, sir.
Thank you.
We could always use more nominations, and we know there are great people and organizations out there doing excellent work. We need to know about them, though. Please help us out. Send us an email about these great nonprofits in the area to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.